Parshas Vayakel begins with the din of Shabbos. Ela hadvarim asher tziva Hashem, as the pasuk say. Asher tziva Hashem la'asos asam. And the Gemara in Masechus Shabbos understands that ela hadvarim is referring to the malachas of Shabbos. One Tana says that we have established that there are lamates of us malachas based on the gematria here, that the word Ela is a gematria of 36, and Dvarim is a plural, Miad Rabim Shnayim is another two, and the Hey Hayidiyah Dvarim HaDvarim is an additional one, so Dvarim is HaDvarim is 3, and Ela is 36, that's 39. So the Pnei Yeshua writes on that Gemara that this is clearly only an Asmachta, because the Mishnah tells us...
Would you take it off the hook?
Because the Mishnah tells us in the end of the first Perek in Chagiga and in the Pirkei Avos that Gematrios are only Parparos LaChochme. It's not from the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSpem. There are never any halachas that are derived based on a Gematria. So this is clearly only an Asmachta. Some of the Mefarshim say that it must have been a halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to this Tanan, that it's Lamates Avos Malachas, and the Gematria is only an Asmachta. Another Tanan says that we establish that there are Lamates Avos Malachas by adding up how many times it says in the Chumash from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Devarim, how many times the word Malacha, Malachta, Malachas appears, and it appears 39 times. It really appears more than 39 times, but they have... There are three different cheshbonos in the Rishon. Which 39 are you counting? Why did you discount certain times that it says malocha, malacha, malachto, maleches? That's considered a drasha gemura. You add up how many times the word appears. The gemara says, how do you establish that you need three hadasim when you shake the lulav on sukkahs? Because it says three words, anaf, eight ovis. So you add up the three. How do you establish how many zrikas you need by Korban Chatos? You add up how many times it says karnas, karnas, karnos. And that you add up how many it says, that establishes how many zrikas you need, lechatchila, how many corners, and how many amiyake b'diyevet. And the same thing, how many defanas do you need by a sukkah? Shtaim kelchosam, shlishas afila tefach, shalosh kelchosam, so the Gemara said that's based on how many times the word basukas, 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 how many times the word sukkah appears in the pasuk. The ikar pshuta shel mikra sukkah goes on the schach, that's mesach. But the fact that it says so many extra words, so the extra words are referring to the defanas. So adding up how many times the word appeared, that's not an asmachta, that's a real drasha gemara. But gematria, that's only an asmachta. Then there's a third time in the Gemara says it happens that they looked into the Mishkan. Ach David, the Gemara says in the first daf from Bava Kamma, Beis Hamid Aleph. How do you decide which are Ovis Malochas and which are Toldos? Ach David, Mishkan Hashiba Korli Ab. Ach Delohavi, Mishkan Hashiba Korli Toldos. It turns out that they were 39, but it's not that this Al Pidin there were 39. Bimikre, it turns out like that they happened to be 39. The pasuk mentioned specifically over here. So the Tanaim have a whole machlokes. Why was Havara singled out? There were lamates of his malachas. Havara is the same as everything else. So one Tanaim is of the opinion. We don't pass on like this. One Tanaim is of the opinion. Havara lalav yotzas. That not all the lamates of his malachas are equal. Havara lalav yotzas means that there's no chorus and there's no misa. Unlike the other 38 malachas that this chorus and misa, Havara is not so. We don't accept that opinion. We paskan Havara lechalak yotzas. It teaches me the din of chilik malachas l'shabbos, that if even if a person only violated one of the malachas, he's chay misa. It doesn't have to violate all the 39 malachas or chilik. There's one pshat in Rashi, another pshat in chilik. Both pshatim are true. Another pshat is chilik malachas if a person violates all lamates of his malachas behelam echod, he'll be chayv lamates chatos. He'll be chayv 39 chatos. That's called chiluk malachas. So we don't accept that opinion that habara lalav yotzas behel habara lachalak yotzas. You have another pasuk in last week's sedra where it mentions bacharish abakotzat tishbois. So according to some Tanaim say refers to Shemitah, Harish and Katsira, and some Tanaim say refers to Shabbos. So if it refers to Shabbos, why is Harish and Katsira singled out? That's a question. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned Rabbi Akiva Eger on Yeredeya Hilcha Shechita, I think Simon Beis, gives you the dinim, which Jewish person, a Nochri Sheshachat, if a Nochri does Shechita, it's a Nevela. Shechitas Nochri is Nevela, Metamei B'masa, that's a Mishnah in the first parak in Chulin. So the Gemara says there, not only a Nochri Sheshachat, sometimes you have a Jew who's a Mum Adina Ka'akum, is also Shechitas and Nevela. That's the question, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan, but there is such a din. So on the assumption that it is a din deraisa, that's a machlat de chidor, has a commentary on Yankif. So there on the first parak in Chulin, Daf Hei, the chidor quotes machlokes from Balei HaTosfos and Kisvei Yad. I don't know if these are printed yet. Machlokes Balei HaTosfos, this issue, whether mum adina ka'akum, that Shechitas and Nevela, is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. In the Shach and Yeredei, he quotes a machlokes achrenim about it, but it's a machlokes in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. That is interesting. So Rabbi Kevega there in Simon Beis, I think, in Yeredei, quotes from the early achrenim, late Rishonim, early achrenim, an opinion that's not the accepted opinion, I don't think, that mum lechal Shabbos befeyase dina ka'akum is only by way to sakarka. If he's a barber and he keeps open his barbershop, or he writes on Shabbos, Machal Shabbos V'esek, keeps a store open or something, that's not called Machal Shabbos. Only Avodah Sakarka. Where did they get this from? Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it's because of this pasuk, Bachosh Avakotza Tishbos. Hoitzo is also learned out from this week's Sedra. I call it Ha'omne Havi. The Gemara establishes that Hoitzo is a malacha based on the pasuk and this, etc. So Tosfos writes on the first daf in Shabbos, daf Beis Amud Aleph, on the opening Mishnah, that the other malachas are derived whatever was important in the Mishkan. Hachtabi Mishkan Chashiva, Karaliyav, whatever was an important activity in Asiyas HaMishkan. That's also machlokes. What do you mean? Hachtabi Mishkan Chashiva, in the construction of the Mishkan, or in Hakrovas HaKarbonis in the Mishkan. So the Egle Tal, which is a sefer on the Malach HaShabbos by the author of the Avnei Nezer, Sochet Shaver Rebbe, so the Egle Tal and Hakdama to his sefer shows that that's a big machlokes in the days of the Geonim. Some of the Geonim are of the opinion that Hachtabi Mishkan Chashiva is not only Asiyas HaMishkan, constructing the Mishkan, it even goes on the Avodas HaKarbonis in the Mishkan. But usually we learn not like that. Usually learn Hachtabi Mishkan Chashiva goes on the construction of the Mishkan. So Tosfos writes on the first daf in Shabbos, that Beis Amud Aleph, why do you need a separate pasuk to teach you Hoitzoa? Hoitzoa was an important activity in Asiyas HaMishkan. The people had to bring the donations from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, that they should collect them. The Tosfos says, if not for the special pasuk, we would have thought Hoitzoa is a malacha gruhi. I would not have thought that it's a malacha. Then Tosfos says, I need every step of the way. I wouldn't have thought that Hoitzoa has told us, so I need a pasuk, Shine. So that's a question. This idea that Tosfos mentions that Hoitzoa is a malacha gruhi is not only that's Betoris Ahava. I mean, I would have thought that it doesn't have a din of a malacha. But once the pasuk says, Hoitzoa is a malacha, it has the same din as all the other malachas, so it's still a malacha grua. Even halacha lemaisa, it's a malacha grua. Maybe there are differences halacha lemaisa. So the Prima Gadim claims that there is a difference halacha lemaisa, at least one. He thinks that the Mishnayos have the 2.5 prokim approximately about Hoitzoa, that every item that you carry has to have a shear. So if you're carrying paper, what the shear for Hoitzoa is. If you're carrying wood, if you're carrying metal, if you're carrying wine, if you're carrying water, if you're carrying animal food, human food, how much food you have to carry. Each item has a different shear, how much you have to carry. So the Gemara has a din. What if a person carried a chatzi shear and he left it in the Rishus HaRabim? Then later he carries an hour or two later, he carries another chatzi shear. If the first chatzi shear is still there when he brings the second chatzi shear out, then it's mitztaref. But if somebody ate up the first chatzi shear or was nisraf, then it's not mitztaref. So the Prima Gadim suggests, he thinks that this is only applicable to Hoitzoa. And also there's a Gemara in Zvachim. I think it's the last line in Perek Beis Shammai, if I'm not mistaken, that The Gemara says if you carry pochas mikishir, you're not chayiv misa, you're not chayiv kari. So the Gemara says, why? Because malachas machshevas asotur. When there's a lack of malachas machshevas, it means that it's mutam anatur, it's only awesome at the Rabbanan. So that could be that's only applicable to hoitzah. Could be by the yada malachas, if you do a malachim b'chotzishir, Rashi and Shabbos seems like he says, chotzishir asotur anatur even applies to malachas Shabbos. We saw years ago there was a big Talmud Chacham put out a sefer, so he wrote that there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam, whether one who does a malacha b'chatzis shir is an isa derais and isa derabbanan, because the Rashbam in the end of Cheskes Sabbatim more talks a little about hoitzah there. So the Rashbam says that if you carry less than a shir, it's a lack of malachas malshebes, and Rashi writes in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet that if a person does a malacha mechatzishir, chatzishir osmanatur. It can't be a machlokes Rashi and Rashbam. The Rashbam is just quoting the Gemara and Zochim. It's not the Rashbam's fault. This Talmud Chacham forgot. The Rashbam didn't make a say on his own. So perhaps Rashi distinguishes halacha lemaisa. The chatzishir by hoitzor is a lack of malachas malshebes because it's a malacha grua to begin with. So if you don't have the kashir, so then I say it's not even a malacha at all. The Gemara has an additional comment. So then there's a shaila, let's say, according to that Tana, we don't paskin Havor l'lav yotzes. According to the Tana who thought Havor l'lav yotzes, is that only by Havora, or is that by Kibui also? Maybe I should say Havor and Kibui are twin malochis. So just like Havor l'lav yotzes, a Kibui is also only a lav. So there's such a Taisus in Beitza around Avcha Beisa, so in the Rashash, and that Taisus quotes from a sefer written by a relative of his, Alfei Menashe, the author was Rav Menashe Ilya. He married a girl from Ilya, and then he moved to Ilya after he got married. So that's why he's known as Rav Menashe Ilya. That was a city in Lithuania. So he wrote a sefer, Alfei Menashe. He assumes, like the Tesis and Beitza assumes, that if you hold Havor L'lav Yotzes, so Kibli is also L'lav Yotzes. So the Rashash says, with all due respect to the Tesis and Rav Menashe Ilya, it's against the Beferish Gemara increases. The Gemara Makrisis has two brises. Hachoyte b'gecholim, a person is poking around the coals in the furnace. So some of the coals are black and some of the coals are orange. So if you poke around, so some of the coals that were black will turn orange, some of the coals that are orange will turn black. So those that turn black, the Gemara said, that's mechabe. Even though it's burning hot, if you touch the black coal, you'll burn your fingers. But still, if it's black, then there's no esh. If it's orange, then it's an esh. And fakert, if some of the coals are black and you poke around and they become orange, that's called havora. So the Gemara has two brises. One brise says, achoyte b'gecholim b'shoigeg is chayv one chatos. One brise says, achoyte b'gecholim b'shoigeg is chayv two chatos. So the Gemara says, yeah, if you hold havora l'lav yotzos, so you only chayv koris on kibui. If you hold havora l'chalak yotzos, then you chayv koris both on mechabe and on mavir. So it's chayv two chatos, because one who does two malachas be'ele mechod is chayv shtei chatos. That's called chilik malachas l'shabbos. So you see beferish from the Gemara that there never was a machlokes on kibui. Kibui, you all agree, is koris. And if you do it b'shegig, you will chayv chatos. All machlokes is only by havara, whether havara l'lav yotzos or not. So we see from these Gemaras that not all malachas necessarily have to be treated the same. In the Sefer Kapas Tmarim on Lulav HaGozel, so he quotes a Tosus Yishonim on the Gemara. The Gemara says you don't shake a lulav when Yantav is Cholias B'Shabbos, men Antori Yedu Midirabban and Yiron, Zerish Emeyavirenu Dalaramis B'Shusarab. So Rashi and Tosus and all the Rishonim discuss the question, why does the Gemara say Shemeyavirenu Dalaramis? Why don't they say Shemeyotzienu? Maybe he'll be Moitzim M'Shusayachel L'Shusarab. So this is a strange Rashi. Rashi says, Zerish Emeyotzi, he won't be in violation of Hoitzoah, because he picked up the Dalad Minim, not intending to carry it out of the house. He picked it up, intending to shake the lulav. Then he realizes that he doesn't know how to say the bracha, doesn't know which direction to do nanuim. So then he's going to carry it to the Yelech Etzel Chacham and ask him, Yelech Etzel Baki, and to ask him how you do the nanuim, how you recite the bracha. So if a person picked up an item in the Rishus HaYochan, not al das to take it out, but Rada Das to use it in the Rishu Zelcha, then he changes his mind, he carries it out. So then the Gemara says, you're not Chayiv. So that's why the Gemara didn't say Shema Yotzienu, because he won't be Chayiv. He won't be Chayiv because the Meikor, the Akira, was not Adas to take it out. That's not called an Akira. That's called a Tiltol. That's not called an Akira. So why is it Chayiv? Shema Yavarena Dalamis Bishu Zerab. So the Kapis Tamarim quotes the Tosfos Yishonim that Mavid Alaramis Bishu Zerab. The Gemara says, Masach Shabbos Hilchus HaGemiri Lo. So it's not really, it's Allah al-Moshe Messina, the way we usually translate Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, Allah al-Moshe Messina. So it's not really governed, it's not really included in the Pesukim and Chumash. So it's not really governed with the rule of Malachas Masheh B'Salsva Torah B'Sachidish. And that din, that one who picks up an item in the Rishu Sayochid, Adas to handle it in the Rishu Sayochid, then he changes his mind, he carries it out into the street, that you're not Chayiv, that's based on the Pesuk of Malachas Machshavis. But since Mabed Alaram Shus Rabim Silchus Agmiri Law, so it's not included in the Chumash, so it's not governed with the rule of Malachas Machshavis. So even if the Akira in the first place was not Al Das to carry a Dalaram, so you will be Chayiv. It's a big Chiddush. You will be Chayiv. So he wants to say a Chiddush that Mabed Alaram Shus Rabim is more Chomer than Moitzim Mishus Lushus, that it's not governed with the rules of Malachas Machshavis. That's very difficult. Anyway, there seem to be opinions in the Gemara that you don't treat all of the malachas equally. It's nita nayama, it's shayach, that they have differences between them. The Gemara has a comment. Why does it say, L'sar b'chol mashur sechem b'yoy mashabbos? Does it mean even a chutzlorets? Why would I have had a havamina to think that the dinim of Shabbos don't apply and chutzlorts? It's not for agricultural mitzvahs. Mitzvahs of please bar. It's agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you need a pasuk b'chol mashur sechem? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yevamos interprets b'chol mashur sechem refers to Moshe Abezin, that one might have constructed a kal v'chomer to prove the point that Mises Bezin is Decha Shabbos. It says in the Chumash, Mi'im is b'chit kechen olamus, that if a person deserves Einish Misa, even if he's a kohen and he's in the Beis HaMikdash, we take him and we give him the death penalty, even if he's the only kohen available. It'll take us a couple of weeks till we get another kohen to do the Hakrobas HaKrabonis. Mises Bezin is so chomer, it's Decha Hakrobas Kol HaKrabonis. And some of the korbanos, namely korban sibush is manu kavur, the tminim himself madrecha Shabbos. So if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. So you see, Mises Bezdin is more important than hakrobas kol korbanos kulam, and hakrobas korbanos sibush is derecha Shabbos. So A is greater than C, so Mises Bezdin should be derecha Shabbos. So that's why I need the pasuk that sevaru Asia goes on and sreifas baskayim. The rare cases where you have sreifa. The skila sreifa herakhenik. So the pasuk tells me I shouldn't make that kal v'chomer to think that Mises Bezin is the Chashabbos. No, it says lasvarish b'chol mashur sechem even Moshe Bezin, even Bezin for the purpose of administering Mises Bezin is not permitted to be mechal Shabbos. The Rambam counts this as a separate lav. The Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs as well as in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, he lists off how many mitzvahs are going to be included, every section in the Rambam. He tells you how many mitzvahs will be included in this section. So the Rambam writes two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah not to do malacha on Shabbos, one mitzvah shalol ha'anish b'Shabbos, not to give malchus on Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos is bothered with Akasha. This is a mistake in Havamina. One would have thought that you can make a kal v'chomer if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. One might have mistakenly thought that Mises Bezin is Dercha Shabbos. Once you have the pasuk that says it's not Dercha Shabbos, so it's a malocha, so it's also because of the malocha. So why does the Rambam count it as a separate lav? The pasuk is only needed to dispel this mistake in Havamina. So the Avnei Nezer and many, several other Achreinim write that the Rambam understood the Gemara that the kal v'chomer is correct, that as far as malacha is concerned, it should really be mutter l'ha'anish b'Shabbos. Because A is taka greater than C. But it's a separate lab. Shalom l'ha'anish b'Shabbos. Shalom l'ha'anish b'Shabbos. Years ago, Rabbi Mendel Kasher put out a sefer, Harama Mahamechilta de Rashbi. about different dinim in the Rambam that are based on Mechilta Rav Shimon bar Yochai, not based on Gemara. So this is, there is a long piece on this issue, on this teretz, that the Avnei Nezer says to show that it's correct, that the Kavachem, the Ramahos Kavachem is correct, but it's a separate issue. Shalala ha'anish b'shamis. Rav Soloveitchik said this over this pshat in the Rambam, and he had a suffix according to this Rambam that Shalol HaAnish B'Shabbos is a separate Iser. Maybe if Bezim will force a person to pay knas on Shabbos, if I pay up a babysitter, let's say I have a goyish babysitter and I owe her money and she comes to my home on Shabbos and I show her I left money in the drawer, I tell her she should pick up the money. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah that you're not allowed to lefrei achay b'Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah Zoser Gzeir Shema Yichtob. So it's an Iser derabbanan. But if Bezdin forces a person to pay knas on Shabbos, it could be, Rav Soloveitchik raised the possibility, could be that that would constitute an Isa deraisa of Shalola Hanish b'Shabbos, because knas, payment of a knas, is an Einish. Maybe it only refers to Einish Aguf, like Misa or Malkos Acherim. That's what the Rav Mendel Kasher quotes sources, that to put a person Acherim on Shabbos could be an Isa deraisa, even though you're not doing any malacha. It's a new law, Shalola Ha'anish B'Shabbos. So it could be that forcing a Bezin forces a person to pay knas on Shabbos. Could be that the Bezin would be in violation of this law. Could be that not. Could be it only goes on Misa, Malkus, or Cherem. Cherem is a curse that the person should drop dead. The Gemara says the word Cherem is Osius Ramach, same letters. That it's a curse that Bezin gives the person that should seep into the Ramach Ivarim, and the person should drop dead. The Chafetz Chaim quotes a passage from the Zohar, others quoted from other sources. Others quoted from the Shevet Yehuda by Reb Shlomo Ibn Virga, Mimigur Rashi Svarad, but Chafetz Chaim, I think, quotes it from the Zohar, that Lo Sivara Eish refers to Eish HaMachlokes. Usually Shabbos people don't go to work, so they relax, they have more time, so they have more time to pick fights with each other. In the middle of the week, you daven in shul, and then you run to the office, and you go to work. You have no time to pick a fight. But because on Shabbos, people have more time on their hands, so in addition to the lav layik kikorch v'chadosai, a machzik b'machlekes over b'lav, so one is machzik b'machlekes on Shabbos, is over an additional lav of lo savareish b'chol moshe sech. Yeah, the Gemara learns that from the Psukim, Rashi quotes in the beginning of the Parsha. Why does the Torah introduce Malachas HaMishkan with the Dinim of Shabbos? What's the connection? So it teaches me, it indicates what's the definition of a Malacha. Ach, David Mishkan Chashivikor Lehav, yeah. And also tells me that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos. So the Rishonim ask, the Balei HaTesis ask, why would one have thought that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Deicha Shabbos? Especially Shabbos is a losesa sheish b'koris. So the Gemara says the whole topic of esed decha losesa is dealt with by Riches in the beginning of Yevamos, the first few blot in Yevamos. So the Gemara has the two klolim, ein esed decha losesa v'yesei, and Shabbos has a losesa v'yesei, and Shabbos is a losesa sheish b'koris. Also ein esed decha losesa sheish b'koris. So why? What's the havaminim? So you have to construct an answer. But in the Sefer, this is Sefer Panach Raza by one of the later Balei HaTosfos, he quotes this kasha. Why do you need a Yafusa to teach you that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos? Mechitesa. Why would I have thought that it is Deicha Shabbos? And then also the Chazal read in the Psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was mamed the Mishkan every day of the Shivas Me'amiluim. Moshe Rabbeinu put it together and he took it apart. So I was allowed to put it together. It's a Malach HaBayna. And the Rashi says the Binyan HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. So Mestama, you have to answer, Binyan HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos unless it's, let's say, you're not allowed to bring Karbonis on Shabbos either unless it's a Karbon Shezman HaKavua. Zman Kavua means over Yom Batla Karbonis. So Tmidim and Musafim are a Karbon Shezman HaKavua, so that's Deicha Shabbos. So the same thing, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos. It doesn't have to be done today. I can do it tomorrow. It's not Zman HaKavua. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed explicitly every day for the Shivas Me'amiluim as to put up the Mishkan and take it apart. Okay? So that's Zman HaKavua. So you have to say. The Minchas Aluza and the Chubas talks about this kasha. Others talk about
it's Binyan Arai. He has to take apart again right afterwards.
Yeah, I think the Gemara says that it's not called Binyan Arai. It's not called Binyan Arai. I think the Gemara says it had the din of Binyan Shokeva, even though he was going to take it apart the same day. I think so. The Pasuk, the Chofetz Chaim quotes a Medrash Tanchuma. Vayakal Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to gather together Bnei Yisrael on Shabbos and to teach him all the dinim of the Mishkan. And Lidoiros, and Moshe Rabbeinu should do this on Shabbos, so that Lidoiros, the Jewish people, should gather together on Shabbos to learn Torah. So the Chofetz Chaim encourages all the Jewish communities in Europe that they should have Chevrus Shas on Shabbos. If you can have every day of the week is avada good, but if you can't have every day, so at least on Shabbos, that's to be makal kehilas be Yisrael, in order that there should be a lot of learning on Shabbos. The pasuk writes, "Sheshesam teyoseh melocha."
Rebbe?
Yeah.
What is Chevrus Shas?
Chevrus Shas is a group of people who get together to learn Gemara. That's called the Chevrus Shas.
Okay.
Chevrus Shas traditionally used to have Shabbos, their special Shabbos, used to be Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, because you have Mishpatim has a lot of Noshim and Ezekin, has a lot the Oynis and Mefata Moitzi Shemra and Momen and Knas, a lot in Parshas Mishpatim. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The Pasuk says, Kol Nadiv Liboy, the people who want to volunteer to give donations, should give towards the Binyan HaMishkan. So the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chavav and Beis points out that by all Nedarim and Shavuos, we assume that there is a klal, Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisfasayim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. So it says Levati B'Svasayim. So the Gemara says Gama Beliba. A person made up his mind to accept the neder or a shvuah. It's not binding. Tzorch Lahutzi B'Svasayim. It's only binding once he pronounces it. Levati B'Svasayim. The Gemara says, but there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Afrashas Truma. Truma Nitelis B'Machshove. Let's say I have 100 bushels of food that grew from the ground in Eretz Yisrael. I designate bushels number 1 and 2. I have a mind. I don't pick them up and they don't say a word. There's no mice and there's no dibur. I just have a mind. Bushels number 1 and 2 should be truma and everything. Usually you give 1 out of 50. It's 2%. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. In the end of Parshas Korach, the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk means something else. It means when the Levim are mafresh the mice, men are mice, that's considered like truma gedoyla. Nechshav lachem trumaschem, the trumas mice, that the Levim are mafresh from the mice, and they give that to the Kohanim. Nechshav lachem trumaschem, kadogim and agamacham, lehem and ayakib, that has the same chashibas, the exact same status, like the truma gedoyla, which the farmer was mafresh. That's the Pasuk Pshat. And the Gemara has an additional, Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation than the Pasuk, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, truma is nitelus v'machshav. So that's one exception to the rule, that truma is an inyan of hafloa. All inyani hafloa. The Rambam has 14 svarim. That's why we call it by the nickname Yara Chazaka Yudalad. The title that the Rambam gave for the Sefer is Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam says, the reason why I gave the name Mishneh Torah, because all you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, and you know all there is to know. So they write in their books that the Klal Yisrael thought that that's a little too much. All you have to do is read the Tanakh, and the Rambam say, you know all there is. So we don't call it by that name, Mishneh Torah. We usually call it by the nickname, the Yara Chazaka. That's not what the Rambam called it. We call it the Yara Chazaka because there were 14 Svarim, Mada, Habaz, Manim, Mishpatim, Shoftim, and so on. Avoida, Karbonis, 14 Svarim. So the Sefer Haflaw, one of the 14 Svarim is Haflaw. Haflaw is Isha Isha Kiafli Lida Neda Nozala Hazala Shem Kiafli means to farish bisfasov, Rashi writes, Lefar to pronounce with your lips. So all in Yana Haflo need Dibur, the Dor Meshwas and the Ziris and Echon Hagdation and Haramis and so on, everything needs Dibur. And these are the two exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Chavam and Beis, these are the Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Ki Echod, the Pasuk by Truma and the Pasuk by Kol Nadiv. The Gemara doesn't quote the Pasuk in Chumash Kol Nadiv Liboy. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Nadiv Al Yamim Kol Nadiv Leivaylus Heviu, that whoever had been menadev in his heart to bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash brought. I think it's in the Beis Sheni it's written. So they brought the korbanos. So the Gemara said these are the two exceptions to the rule. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion, what about tzedakah? Somebody made an appeal in shul, and a person had a mind, he's going to give $1,000, but he never said it. He never called it out. So the question is, whether Goma Balibai by tzedakah has the same din as Hekdash or not. So the Ramah paskens that yes, in Shulchan Aruch, both in Choshen Mishpat as well as in Yeridea, Hichlas tzedakah, it appears both times. That tzedakah is din of kehegdish with respect to this din of nediv libay, unless a person just had his floating ideas in his mind. He thought maybe give $1,000, maybe $500, maybe $2,000. He keeps on switching his mind. So if he didn't come to a hachlota, then not. That's a shit mukubetzis in the beginning of nedarim. Gama beliboy is binding by hegdish if it by tzedakah. If he really gama beliboy, he made up his mind, not the fleeting habamina. There is another din by Hegdish, Amirasa Lagavakim Sirasa Lahedyadami, that if a person donates, let's say, a house to Hegdish, and then he drops dead a minute later, the house already belongs to Hegdish. Just Amira Lagavaya constitutes a kinyan. Lehedyot, the Ramam writes, Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph, Nechaz Mechira, the Ramah has the first klal, Ein HaMekech Nikne Bidvarim. You can't transfer ownership of your property just by making an oral declaration. But by Hegdish, the din is that it is chal. If you just make an oral declaration, so it belongs to Hegdish. So that was a big machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramah. They corresponded with each other. We have the Chuvas of Ramah and the Chuvas of Kisrechel of Rabbi Yosef Kara, whether you say Amirasa the Gavoy, Kimsirasa the Hegidami by Tzedokah or not. Let's say a person, this happens every so often, the Shaila comes up. A person pledges to give so much money to tzedakah and he dies before he had a chance to pay it back. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Navi, Mesim Chavshim. Once a person dies, Naso Chavshim in HaMitzvah. So it's not going to help if the children are going to give the $1,000 that he pledged to give, the father didn't give. So the father won't be Yotze the Neder. He died. He didn't have a chance to give the money. But the question is, maybe Amirasa Lagavaya should set in and Nishtab the Hanachasim. So maybe the tzedakah is kind of Shiburan the Nachasim. If it would have been Lahegdish, we would have said Amirasa Lagavaya Kim Sirasa Lahedidami. We would have said the Amira constitutes a Maisa Kinyan to be Meshabed him that he has to pay. So that's a shot that they say Amirasa Lagavaya by tzedakah. That's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramah. So one of the shaila came up recently. We spoke about it recently, where a man pledged to give a large sum of money to the local yeshiva, and then he died before he had a chance to pay the money, and he had one son and one daughter. So the son was not yet so observant, so the son was not interested in paying the father's pledge. He wasn't interested in supporting the local yeshiva. The son didn't know the din that he gets the whole Yerusha, so he thought the son and the daughter, so they divide 50-50. So he gave half of the Yerusha to his sister. There was a significant Yerusha. So that's Bechalal Lashayla, does the sister is already observant, and her husband is learned. So the Shayla was, is the sister Mukhiv to tell her brother that he's not Mukhiv to give her anything, because strictly speaking, the whole Yerusha goes to the son. So that's a different Shayla. Could be the father left at Tzavah. I don't know the whole story. So the Shaila was, is his sister Mechuyev to give the full amount of tzedakah, half the amount of zero? Do you say, Amirasa l'gavoy, kemisirasa l'hed yedami, v'nishtabdu hanachasim? Even though the father died, he never fulfilled his pledge, but nishtabdu hanachasim, just like tzedakah should be the same as Hegdish. Well, they say, no, tzedakah is not the same as Hegdish. So these people happen to be Ashkenazim, they're not Svardim. So one of the prominent Rabbanim in our generation said, well, some Machlokes and Mechaba the Ramah, and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and the Sfardim follow the Mechaba. I don't think that that's correct. That's not true. The Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and the Sfardim follow the Beis Yosef. The Ramah follows the Minhagi Ashkenaz, whatever the Psak HaMekubal on Ashkenaz was, usually the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch will write the Psak HaMekubal by Ashkenaz. The Mechaba will write the Psak HaMekubal by the Sfardim. But this initial with this Amirasa Gabar by Tzedakah, it was not Psak HaMekubal, not by the Sfardim, not by the Ashkenazim. It's a discussion in Rishonim. There's no clear cut distinction over here between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim in the earlier generation. So to say that the Ashkenazim usually followed the Ramah, I don't think that's correct. My impression was, you look at the Pischei Tshuva and Hilchas and Chayshe Mishpat, and Dine Yerusha quotes a Chasam Sefer, it seems to assume a Dabar Poshet that you do say, Amiras al Gavaya by Tzedakah. Rabbi Chaim also has Tshuvas and Achayezah, but he assumes you do say, Amiras al Gavaya. I thought the Ashkenazic Poskim, I thought that Chassam Sefer Rabbi Chaim is Ashkenazic Poskim, Paskening like the Tshuvas of the Beis Yosef, not like the Tshuvas of the Ramah. Anyway, that was an Asik, whether they have to fulfill the father's pledge or not. In the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, the Pasuk speaks about the Chotzer, and it switches from Loshen Zocha to Loshen Nekeva. So the Rishonim point this out. What does it say? The Chotzer Amudov va'adoneho. Amudov, you're treating Chotzer like a Loshen Zocha. Then Adoneho, you're treating the word Chotzer like Loshen Akeva. Rashi and Chumash writes in Parshas Vayishloch that the word Machna, Yovaisel Machna ha achas vihi kohu, v'hayo ha-machana ha-nisho lifleito. He say a Machna ha achas, treating the word Machna as Loshen Akeva. Then say hanisheres. So you're treating the word machne both as zocher and the kever. There are words that in Hebrew are both zocher and the kever. So the Rishonim point that out. See, I would lend the pikudi also. There's another pasuk like that, that is both treated both as zocher and as nekever. We started before. Here it says sheshisam teyaseh melocha. Melocha should be done. Veloshe nifo. In other places in Chumash, Sheish Yisam Taseh Malachim, not Teoseh. So the Medrash points out why the Shinui Loshen, the Netziv, Darshan's Psukim like Atana. So the Netziv came up, I remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, one of the Rabbeim that I had was a European. He had learned in Yeshivas in Europe, so he said over that the Chafetz Chaim was not so happy with the Netziv's commentary on Chumash, because he darshan psukim like a tana. He comes up a new dinim. So here, the Netziv has a chiddush on this pasuk that the later Rabbi Pesach Frank discusses. Is it really correct or not? Does it? Are there any gemaras for it or against it? He suggests the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak of Masechus Shabbos that there's a machlekes pisham and bisul. I permitted to set up a system on Erev Shabbos where a malacha begins and it continues into Shabbos. I set up the sprinkler system and it's watering the lawn and it's going to begin on Erev Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos. And we pass on like bisul that it is mutter. I take a raw wool and I dip it in a vat of dye, and it takes a couple of hours till it absorbs the dye. So I put Tzoveh as one of the Lamates Mochas. I put the raw wool in the vat of dye on Erev Shabbos, and it starts to absorb the dye on Erev Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos. So that's permissible. So here the Netziv says, yeah, that's permissible in Kol HaTarkula, except for Asiyas HaMishkan. You're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos, is not only because of Chilul Shabbos, because it's not proper for the Mishkan. Even Sheshesam Teosem Alocha, Vayom Ashvi Yelachem, you shouldn't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, even if you started the Malach on Erev Shabbos, it continues into Shabbos. It's a big Chiddush. Big Chiddush doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. The question is, maybe there are Gemara's Faket. That's what Tzvi Pesach Frank discussed. Maybe there are Gemara's Faket. But the Medrash does pick up on this. How come over here the Kudah that the Nesiv Shtel's on, why it says here, Teosem Alocha, and other times says Shisamim Tasem Alocha. So they quote the Medrash Tanchuma, points it out, and says that based on the idea that appears in the Gemara in Maseches Brochas and Daf Lamed Amud base, I think the Gemara says that in one pasuk says, "V'hagisba yama v'loila," supposed to sit and learn all day and all night. So how are we going to make a living? So malach na nasa sadei acherim. The other pasuk says, "V'yasafta deganecha v'sirosh chavitzarecha." You're going to have to do the work on the farm yourself. So you have to do the work. So which is it? So one Tana says, "Bizman she'yisrael la'shimitzonu shamakam." It zochu, so then malach danas ha'idechem. Zman she'enosim etzor sham lakem, then malach danas ha'idechem. So that's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. Sheish yisham te'yaseh malach, and the malach will be done. If oisim etzor sham lakem, then will be zech, and the malach will be nasas ha'idechem. And if it's not oisim etzor sham lakem, then it'll have to be sheish yishamim. Te'yaseh malach, we'll have to do the malach ourselves. That's a big discussion. Is that really so? That the ideal world, all the Jewish men are sitting and learning, and everything, all the malachas are nasis ayidei acherim, or would we recommend that people should work for the? That's a big discussion. There's a Chasam Sofer on this. He says other parnosas are questionable, but we are safta deganecha and Eretz Yisrael to do avodas hakarka and Eretz Yisrael. That's yishuv haaret. That's a mitzvah. But other parnosis, to deal in finances or something, that's zochem alach nanasis agderchem. Avodas hakark and Eretz Yisrael, that's really a mitzvah. That's a chsam sefer has like that. There's a famous Rambam in Perek Aleph Hanochas Beis Habchira. He says that the mitzvah binya beis hamigdosh is obligatory both on the men and on the women. And the pashtus is that it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Some ask a kasha, it's not a correct kasha. Ask a kasha, how can it be that women are mechuyah, but it's not doicha Shabbos? So it's a mitzvah seseh shazman groma. That's not called a mitzvah seseh shazman groma. Let's say to put up a mezuzah also probably involves until some halacha. You have to bang a nail into something. So women are pata from mezuzah because it's a zman groma. It's not called a zman groma. Magrama means that zman is mechayiv, not that there's a zman that you're not allowed to do it. The pashta says that it's not. So the Rambam writes at the pashta that women are mechayiv because it's not considered, the pashta and the Rambam is not considered a mitzvah sasesh as magrama. The Ramban in Kiddushin on Dafla Medvav and Medalef in the Kiddushin also agrees that binyan beis hamikdash is not a mitzvah sasesh as magrama, but he thinks that women are putter. Because it says that Abel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, he learns that from other pesukim that women are potter. And nonetheless, the pasuk says by Yovohu Anoshim al Anoshim that the women did participate in donating in Asiyas HaMishkan and everything. So that's b'torah seinu mitzvah v'yoseh. But strictly speaking, the women were probably, according to the Ramban, the Ramban thinks the women were not mechuyos. There's an interesting Das Kena Mibali Atosvis, and you have the same idea in the Paneach Rosa, also from the later Bali Atosvis, that Pirkei de Rav Lezer, quoted by Rashi and Tosvis in different places in the Gemara, says that Rosh Chodesh is a yanta for women. Why is it a yanta for women as opposed to for men? So some say it has something to do with the monthly cycle that the women have in their body. But the Balei HaTosfos don't say it like that. They said that Rosh Chodesh Nissan was when they made the Chanukah Samishkan, and the women participated. The women happily donated their tachshitim. And when they made the Egel, the women did not want to participate, and the men grabbed the tachshitim from the women against their wishes. So the women didn't participate. So the women understood. The men, the Medrash has an expression, "Nitvaim la egel ben oisnim, nitvaim la mishkan ben oisnim." If you're collecting for a tax-exempt purpose, so the man, as long as it's a tax deduction, so he'll donate. Whether you're collecting money for the egel or collecting money for the mishkan, the men are going to donate, as long as it's taken off on taxes. And the women distinguish between a valid purpose and a corrupt purpose. So for the Mishkan, they'll be happy to give. And for the Egel, they didn't want to give. So that's why Rosh Chodesh was established as a yanta for women, because Rosh Chodesh Nissan was when everything was completed. So because of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, every Rosh Chodesh, the women celebrate. What are they celebrating? That they have a better chush. They understand where to give tzedakah and where not to give tzedakah. it's important, not stam to keep on supporting all, not all causes deserve to be supported. So that is important. They quote in the name of Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin, and others quoted in the name of Rabbi Yankee Moshe Chalap, it's Rabbi Zvulun Chalap's grandfather, that when you get to the chapter Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, that's a mistake. That chapter Lamed Hey ends with Pasuk Lamed Hey. And then the next one was Pasuk Lamed Vav. So when they were printing the chapters in Tanakh, often the Christian Bible, there was a masorah about where chapters are, but it doesn't correspond, living or dead, to what we have in the King James Version and what we have in our Tanakh. So they made a mistake. This was supposed to be Pasuk Lamed Vav, not supposed to be chapter Lamed Vav. It's in the middle of the story. It's in the middle of the story. It doesn't make sense that it's a new chapter. So that's what they say. It really had a Lamed Vav in small letters, and then by mistake they made a Lamed Vav in big letters as chapter Lamed Vav in Pasuk Aleph. And the Targum Onkelos also is incorrect. They quote from Rabbi Yankev, Moshe Chalab. If you read the Targum Onkelos on Pasuk chapter Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Avad Betzalel, Avad is past tense, then you're not Yotzei Shnei Mikrecha Targum, because it really should be, it's above Hamah Peches, but also Betzalel is a Loshen Osid. It's a Tziva, V'yavei Betzalel. You shouldn't say V'avad, say V'yavei Betzalel. Betzalel should, it's an instruction. So that's what they point out. Okay, there are a lot of mistakes in the Christian Bible. That's one of the many mistakes that they have. But this, they say this was a printing error in the Christian Bible. Pasuk describes Hashem and Amishcha Kodesh, this Ktores Asamim Tahor, and Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chavtes. Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chavtes. The last pasuk in Shishi, in Vayakel. Vayas Hashem and Amishcha Kodesh, es Ktoras Asamim Tahor. What does it mean, Hashem and Amishcha Kodesh? Everything was Kodesh. So the Rishayim say, Pshat, I think a few of the Rishayim say, Hashem and Amishcha Kodesh, that if Kol HaKel M'shasam Moshem, M'shichasam M'kachasam, the purpose of the Hashem and Amishcha was in order to be M'kadosh all the Kelim. It didn't M'shicham Hashem and Amishcha on the Kohanim. So that was Mekadosh the Kohanim, and it was Mekadosh the Mizbech, Mekadosh the Urias, Mekadosh the Krushim. Everything had Meshicha. So that's called Shem and Mish, Shem and Amishcha Kodesh, because it's Mekadosh others. What is Ktoras HaSamim Tahor? What could possibly be Tomei about the Ktoras HaSamim? The Ktoras HaSamim is only, there are only four categories of things that are Mekabal Tuma. Or the Mekelim Ochel Memashkim, and the Ochel Memashkim have to be Roy Lachilo Sodom. So the Torah Samnim is grass, the herbs. Maybe it's Roy Lachilas Behema, but it's Roy Lachilas Behema is not Muktzah on Shabbos, even though the laws of Muktzah pattern after the laws of Kabbalah's Tumah. That's how the Gemara says in Perik Kol HaKelim. But for Kabbalah's Tumah purposes, it's not 100% identical here. But Kabbalah's Tumah purposes, Michael Behema is not Mekabal Tumah. So what does mean Torah Samnim Tahor? So the Rishonim say, the Tur has this in his Pirush Al HaTorah, I think, and Panech Roz, I think, a few Rishonim have, that the Ktoras Samim is Mekabal Tumah Midin Chibas HaKodesh. Eitzim Olivayna. Eitzim Olivayna usually is not Mekabal Tumah, but Eitzim Olivayna and Beis HaMikdash is Mekabal Tumah because of Chibas HaKodesh. So that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. So that's a big question. In Psochim, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos with the Chibas HaKodesh. That din, Eitzim Olivayna is Mekabal Tumah. Is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabbanan? So if it's a din deraisa, is nicha Ktoras Samim Tahor, that it shouldn't be tomei, because on the level of the deraisa, there's a din of Chibas HaKodesh. But if you hold the whole din of Chibas HaKodesh only with the derabbanan, what does it mean tahor? So Rab Moshe Rosen, who wrote the Sforim on Chashim,
Nezer HaKodesh.
The Nezer HaKodesh, right? So he was a mechutn of Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. So he corresponded with Reb Zvi Pesach Frank. So he, in his Sefer on Krisis, with the Sugya has, the Gemara has a discussion of the Samamanim for the Ketores. So he suggests, even if Yod HaVeiris, even if Yod HaChibas HaKodesh is only a Din Derabanan, but they used to pour in Yen Kafrisin, they used to pour in Yayin. So the Yayin is Michael Odom. So the Yayin should be Yayin Tohar. Maybe that's what it means. Ketores HaSamim Tohar should be Tohar, shouldn't be Tomei. So then Reb Zvi Pesach Frank has a discussion, does that make sense or not? Because true, they mixed in the Yayin, Yen Kafrisin, but then all of it evaporated. So you're only going to be left with the Samamanim. You're not going to be left with the Yayin that's Tomei. So does that really pose a problem or not? So that's a discussion. What does it mean, Tohar? Ketores HaSamim Tohar. Tohar as opposed to what? How can it possibly be Tomei? Pasuk says that they made the kiyor bekanoi with the maras hatzoves that were donated by the noshim hatzoves Pesach Oel Moed. So there's an interesting targum onkelus on that pasuk. What were the women doing roaming around in Pesach Oel Moed? So the targum onkelus writes, they were there in order to daven. This is interesting. When Shlomo HaMelech completed the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, he offered a tefillah. That appears in Sefer Melachim, and it appears also in Divrei Hayamim, with slight shinuyim, slight discrepancies. So in his tefillah, he says the whole purpose of building of the Beis Hamikdash, he doesn't talk at all about bringing karbanos. He only talks about the significance of coming to daven in the Beis Hamikdash. This is in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, towards the end of Ayakam. The Targum Onkelus writes, the Osyon Litzaloh Bitram Ashkenazim, they came to daven Pesach Al Moed. So it's interesting that this idea that the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash is to daven is not only the Beis Hamikdash, even the Mishkan and the Midbar. One of the main purposes was in order to daven. So the women would be hanging around the Mishkan in order to daven. It's interesting, the Gemara learns that from the Psukim in Tfilas Shlomo, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara Brachas learns that. He says, one pasuk, V'spal alech derech ha-bayis hazeh, everyone should face the Beis HaMikdash, V'spal alech derech ha-ir hazos, V'spal alech derech ha-artzom. They should face Eretz Yisrael, they should face Yerushalayim, and they should face the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says it depends where you're davening. If you live in Chutz Lortz and you're davening, so you have to face Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and davening, you should face the Ir Hazos, Yerushalayim. And if you're in Yerushalayim, then you should face the Makom HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam writes, Tefillah, the Rambam has a big Kiddush, Tefillah b'chol yom, once a day is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara says, Tefillah is the Rabbanan, means the fact that we have a Nusach Kavua, we have a fixed text, that's only been the Rabbanan. The fact that we daven more than once a day, that's been the Rabbanan. But the obligation to daven once a day, every day, that's been a Torah. So the Rambam starts off, what was the din of tefillah min haTorah? And the Anshei Knesset HaGdola added on a lot of din of the Rabbanan. What changed? So the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, when the Rambam lists off, well, what was the din d'oraisa before the Anshei Knesset HaGdola touched it up a little bit. So it sounds from the Rambam that the din of Nochach HaMikdash, that you have to face the Beis HaMikdash, it sounds as if that is one of the dinim d'oraisa. So that's already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they had the Mishkan, there was a milah to davening in the Mishkan. The women came to daven atzavas Pesach HaMoed, the osyan letzaloa, b'tram hashkin, they came to daven in the Beis HaMikdash. The beginning of Parshas Pikudei, Rashi points out, you have a fascinating pasuk that Bezalel did kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Instead of saying that Bezalel did everything asher tziva osa Moshe, everything Moshe Rabbeinu told him, the pasuk says, no, he did everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instructed Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim that there was something that the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu switched it over, And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Betzalel, betzel kel ha'isa." You figured out that I said it backwards. The Moshe Rabbeinu presented it to Betzalel as if he should first make the kelim and then make the mishkan. Betzalel thought that doesn't make sense. First, you're going to buy furniture. Let's say a couple is going to get married. So first, they're going to buy furniture. Then they're going to buy a home. Where are you going to put the furniture? If you buy the furniture, they're going to deliver it. First, they have to buy the home. You have to have a home in order to play. You have to have an address to place the furniture in. So it doesn't make sense to first make the kelim and then make the mishkan. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam told it to Moshe Rabbeinu like that. First to make the mishkan and then to make the kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu reversed it. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu reverse it? And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Betzalel, "Ah, betzel kel ha'yisa," like the shadow is the opposite from what the person. If I wave my right hand, so my shadow is waving its left hand. If I wave my left hand, the shadow is waving its right hand. Everything is going to be the opposite. So he says, "Betzel kel ha'yisa." I reversed it. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu Taka reverse it? So there's a famous comment that they quote from Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, I heard that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Mem Zayin has machlokes Abai v'Rava whether Hazmana Nilsa Hazmana Lab Nilsa. So what's the case? Someone died. So Mesa Zasabano. Mesa Zasabano. That's Tosis assumes the Gemara learns that at Sham Shami Egla Rufa Gzereshova. So Tosis assumes that it's a real bona fide Gzereshova. It's a real din deraisa. Mishlam Melech is not so convinced that about the Ashkenazim, he refers to the Balei HaTosis. Ashkenazim assumed that it's a real drasha gemara. He's not so convinced that Tosis is right. Maybe the whole din of Meis HaSemana is only with the Rabban. But that's what we assume. Meis HaSemana is a din deraisa. Or HaMeis is 2 days in Tosis. Moshe says maybe there's room to be mekel there by Or HaMeis, by cornea transplant. And Moshe holds that the cornea has the consistency like the skin, not like the flesh. So Or HaMeis is probably only the Rabbanah, so there's more room to be mekel there. Okay, by Meis HaSabana. But then there's the din Meshamshi HaMeis, the Tachrich Marosa HaSabana. So Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva, he quotes a Machlokes Achronim, whether Meshamshi HaMeis HaSabana, is that a din deraisa or a din derabbanah? Fine. But whatever it is, whether din deraisa or din rabbanah, so now it's a Machlokes Abai v'Rava. When do we label it as Meshamshi HaMeis? Only when we designate it, the person died, then we go to the store and we buy Tachrichim. We plan to put it on the mace. So when we designate it, when you do the yichud, the hazmana, it already is considered mishamsha mace, al shem ha'asid. But he say, no, only when it's mishamish b'poyal mamish, when I put it on the mace, then it becomes asabhanra. But just by designation alone, it doesn't yet become asabhanra. So that's a machlok. So we pass like Rava, that hazmana la milse. But even according to Abaye, even if the din would have been like Abaye, that Hazmana Milsehi, so the Gemara said, that's only if the person died already. What if the person is alive and he buys Tachrichim, that Lachamev, Es Mshana, this is what he wants to be buried in. So then nobody says that the Meshamsha Hazmana Milsehi, there's no mace. The question is, Meshamsha Hamase, Arasabana, whether Menaterma de Rabbanon, is it called Meshamsha when it's Meshamish, Bipoyal Mamish, it's on the mace, the Malbish, the mace? Or Meshamshe because they designated it for the mace. But if there is no mace, the person is still alive. So for sure, it's not called Meshamshe mace. So that's what Rav Elbel Soloveitchik suggested. Let's say a person doesn't have a pair of tefillin yet. And he goes to the store. They're going to send him, they're going to write a pair of tefillin. So he goes to the store and he buys a tefillin zekel. So the din, let's say if the din would have been like Abai, that Hazmana Milsehi. So the tefillin zekel is labeled as Tashmishi Kedusha even before you put the tefillin in. The way we pass on Aloche, Hazmana Lav Milsehi, so it's only called Tashmishi Kedusha once I put the tefillin in. Hazmanei Vitzarbe, I put the tefillin in and I plan to do it permanently. Let's say once I have a tefillin, I don't have a tefillin zekel, so I put the shalyad in the right pocket and the shalrosh in the left pocket. So the pockets of the jacket become tashmisha kedusha, or I put the tefillin in a paper bag. I didn't designate the paper bag to leave it kavua. I'm going to always, no, once be mikra. So that's not called, hafta azmenei v'tzorbe. It's not enough tzorbe. I put the tefillin. I have to plan to use it permanently like that. So so even if you hold like a baye, that Hazmana Milsehi, Hazmana Milsahi, if you plan, if you designate it to use it, that's only if you already have a pair of tefillin. But if I don't have a pair of tefillin, I bought a tefillin zekel. So what are you going to say? It's I designated this tefillin zekel to cover what tefillin? The tefillin weren't written yet. I don't have a pair of tefillin. I didn't buy the tefillin yet. So Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik thought it's a stretch. Elbel Soloveitchik thought it doesn't make sense. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling over to Bezalel what the Rabban Shalom told him. You have to make a Mishkan, you have to make Kelim. So the true, you have to make the Mishkan first, because if you're going to make the Kelim, where are you going to put them? You have to first have the apartment and then buy the furniture and have them deliver the furniture to the apartment. Okay. But it does make sense to say over in Lomdis that there's a din of a Mishkan. Mishkan is in order to house the Klei HaMishkan, the furniture of the Mishkan. So first you have to say there's an institution of Menorah in Shulchan, in Mizbachas, and Kir. And then you say you have to have a Mishkan to house all of these things. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel first the din of the Klei HaMishkan, and then he said once there's a din of Klei HaMishkan, now it's shach to say that the Mishkan is to house all of these kelim. But before you have the whole institution, before you tell over the din that there's an institution of Klei HaMishkan, said all there's no Chadoshem Mishkan. The Mishkan is in order to hold all the Klei HaMishkan. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a shir. He was giving a lumdish shir. So he said you have to have an institution of Klei HaMishkan. And then you can have the Mishkan is like, if Kozman, the person is alive, even Abai is not going to say that if he designates something as Tashmishim, as a din of Hazmanim, he'll say, no, there's no Hazmanim because there's no mace. If there's no Klei HaMishkan, if there's no abstract Allah of Klei HaMishkan, then there's no din of Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it over. He didn't mean that's the way you should make it. He was saying, Alumdus, you have to have Klei HaMishkan, and therefore there's a concept of a Mishkan. But Bezalel understood that that's in Lamdas, you have to first speak about the Klei HaMishkan. But Bepoel Mamish, first you make the Mishkan in order to have the location to put all of the Kelim. Rabbi Abba Soloveitchik points out that in Vayakel, it never says the whole time that he did all the things Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. And in Pikudi, it says it 18 times. In fact, there's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that the Meforshim quote, that why does it say 18 times the Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe? This is why the Chachamim instituted a Shemana Esrei, a tefillah with 18 units. What's the connection between the 18 times? So some say because the tefillah sakeneged hakarbonus. It's very questionable. But that's a medrash Vayikra Rabbah like that. When the Tanoim, when Anshei Knesset HaGdolah instituted the Amidah with 18 brachas, so it's based on this fact that it says 18 times Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So how come in the end of Parshas Vayakel, after Revi, I think it says that they first it says that they should make all of these things. Then it says that they did, they made it. So how come it doesn't say Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe? How come it only says it over here? Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik says that the Rashi writes in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, Rashi is quoting from the Tanoim and the Sifra, and Lashon Tzav Lashon Ziris Miyadu L'Doris, that the term mitzvah only applies, a technical term, it only applies when there's a mitzvah Hanoheges L'Doris. If something is only Harashah, that's called a Dvar Nevuah, it's not called a mitzvah. Mitzvah is something that's Noeg L'Doris. So in Parshas Vayakel, it says that they made all the things that were just Hayroa Shoah, the Krushim, the Uriyais, everything is Hayroa Shoah. And the Beis Ha'ilamim, the Dairis, is going to be a real building, a solid building with bricks and so on. So all of this is only Hayroa Shoah. But in Pikudei, everything is the Big Dekuna. Big Dekuna are exactly the same. And the Mishkan, and Beis Rishon, and Beis Sheni, Lo Silava, everything is going to be the same. So that's why it says there 18 times, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And that's what Rabbi Elbel points out, the difference between Truma and Tetzaveh. And Truma never says the Loshon Tetzaveh, and Tetzaveh starts off, Ata Tetzaveh. It is a mitzvah because it lists off all the big dekuna, all the dinim that are noig l'daris. It doesn't have dinim that are hayru ashur. And Parshas Vayakel, it says when they made the Oren with the kapoyres, so they had the kruvim, ufnei mishalochiv. So the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Tes, points out that there's a Sira, there's another place in Novi where it says, Efneim Labois, that the Kruvim were not facing each other. They were facing the bias. So the Gemara says that it was a miracle. Bizman Shosim Ritzonu Shalmokim, Bizman Shisolosim Ritzonu Shalmokim, the Kruvim were facing each other and hugging each other. Kemar Ish Biliv Losya, Viliv Yosa, like a husband hugs his wife to show that there's a Chibos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two Kruvim, one represents the Shechin and one represents Klal Yisrael, represents the idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Bnei Yisrael. So Bizman Shosim Ritzonu Shalmokim, the Kruvim are Isha Lochiv, facing each other, and Kemarish, Will of Lassa, they're hugging each other. And Bizman Shosim Ritzonu Shalmokim, then Pneim Labois. So Gemara says that this was a miracle. The Kruvim were carved out gold on top of the Kapur, so the gold would change which direction they would be facing. That's how the Gemara says in Bava Basra. There is a problem, the Gemara says, when Titus came in to destroy the second Beis HaMikdash, so he came in and he saw the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Kruvim hugging each other. I think it's a Gemara in Hanizokin, in Gittin. So the Gemara says that he making fun of the Jewish religion. This is what the Kodesh HaKadoshim is all about. A male and a female hugging each other, like all the other Avodah Zarahs that had a lot to do with sex. So the Jewish people, this is what they have in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a male hugging a female. So the Maharsha and the Rishonim discuss over there. The Maharsha quotes and the other Rishonim discuss, why were the Kruvim hugging each other at that time? It was obviously, if Titus HaRasha is about to destroy everything, he's in the middle of destroying the whole Beis HaMikdash, obviously because Matea Medesenu. Because Einos Matzana Shamachim, so it's not supposed to be hugging each other. So they, the Rishonim give answers. Some Rishonim say that the Rabbanu Shalom didn't want Titus, he didn't want to show Titus that he's angry at the Jewish people. So he didn't show them the Kruvim back to back. He showed them the Kruvim hugging each other. Let him know that Rabban Shalom, even though he's angry at us, he's letting him destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he still loves us. And others have an interesting lashon that if a couple is married, the husband is a Yotze Baderach, is Chayv Livka Desishtoi. So the Rabban Shalom is going to be Yotze Laderach, he's going to leave us. He's not going to be with us for a long, long time, almost 2,000 years already. So that's why he felt, Chayv Livka Desishta. So that's why when Titus came in, the Kruvim were hugging each other to represent the idea Rabban Shalom loves us. He's going to come back to us years later. It's an interesting idea. Rashi has a famous comment in the beginning of Pikudei that the word Mishkan appears twice, one next, Elip Kudeha Mishkan, Mishkan Hoedus. Why does it say twice? So the Medrash has an expression, Miloshen Mashkon, that the Beis HaMikdash was taken away from us as a Mashkan for our Averis. Because we did Averis, so we don't deserve to have a Beis HaMikdash. And if you'll do tshuva on the Averis, then the Baruch Shalom will give us back the Beis HaMikdash. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's two versions when you recite Birchas Hamazon. So the Mechaber's Lashon is when you Nusach Svard, when you bench and say, B'nei Yerushalayim Amen. And Nusach Ashkenaz, the Ramah quotes, is that when you bench, say, B'nei Rachmav Yerushalayim Amen. So which is it? So usually in Eastern Europe, the Ashkenazi Jews have a Nusach Ashkenaz. But here the Vilna Gaon thought that more correct is the Nusach Svard of the Mechaber. In the Litvish yeshivas, they didn't follow everything from the Vilna Gaon. Some things they did follow, some things other things they didn't follow. So this is one of the things that they did follow. I remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, the Mashgiach used to bench, I think, every Shabbos afternoon. Mashgiach was a Kohen, Rabbi Lesson. He used to bench Mezuman every Shabbos afternoon by Shalosh Shudas. He spoke every week, I think, by Shalosh Shudas, and he would bench Mezuman out loud, and he would say, B'nei Yerushalayim Amen. He was from Slabotka. So the meaning in Slabotka was that they said the Nusach Agro. They didn't say everything Nusach Agro, but this they did say, B'nei Yerushalayim Amen. not Bainu Birachim of Yerushalayim. I mean, what's the issue, whether yes or not? So the Vilna Gaon gave a mashal. Let's say the Leib borrows money from the Malva, and the Malva says, but I'm giving you $1,000. I want to have a mashkan. How do I know you're going to pay? So he gives him a diamond ring. He gives him a diamond watch that's worth $1,000. So you have the Malva holds it as a mashkan. So the Malva doesn't have to give back the mashkan until the Leib pays up the money. But what if the Malva is kind and he says, I'm meichel lechov to you? He doesn't have to be meichel lechov. But once he's meichel lechov, then the Leibe can force him in a din Torah. He'll force him to give him back the mashkin. You only have a right to hold on to the mashkin if I owe you the money. So then it's a mashkin for the chayv. But once you are meichel lechayv, you didn't have to be meichel lechayv. That's the goodness of your heart. So, but once you're meichel lechayv, then you're mechuyiv to give me back the mashkin. That's what the Vilna Gaon used to say. That since the Beis HaMikdash was chorev, it was taken away from us like a mashkin for the fact that we did Averis. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Psukim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive all of our Averis. The forgiving of the Averis will be Berachamim. But once he's Meichel Berachamim, that Binya Yerushalayim, Binya Beis HaMikdash will have to be Bedin. That won't be any more Berachamim. That's famous when the Vilna Gaon quoted different Psukim and Nevi'im, Ksuvim, to bring out that idea. At the very end of Chumash Mois, at the end of Parshas Pikudei, there's a very fascinating comment that you have in the Sforno, that on Yom Kippur, you need, all the Avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, because it says, "V'chisa anan aktaras ha-sakaperas ha-shor al ha-edus," that the Kohen Gadol does, in addition to the Ktaras of Kol Yom, as Ktaras lifnai v'lifnim on the floor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he has to wait there when he does the avodah. He has to wait oshon, and then he can leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Sforno says, because because it's going to be an onon, whenever there's an onon, it's a different kind of an onon. At the end of the sedra, it's a supernatural onon. The last pasuk. This was a supernatural onon. And the onan by the Ktoris, that's a plain onan because of smoke, because you're burning Ktoris. Lifnai v'lifnim. But whenever there's an onan clouding up the Beis HaMikdash, so that's an indication that there's an extreme degree of Hashuas HaShchina. So whenever you have such an extreme degree of Hashuas HaShchina, so then you need, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah. You can't have a Kohen Hedyim. So this Sforno thinks that the whole Aboim Shona, that the Jews were in the Midbar, every day for 40 years, the onan was on the Mishkan. So the Avodah, you didn't need a Kohen Gadol for the Avodah in the Chotzer. For Tamidim himself, you didn't need. But for the Ketores and for the Hadlokas HaMenorah, all the 40 years in the Midbar, they had to have Aaron HaKohen had to do it. That's how the Sforno thinks, because since there was an onan, Anan Hashem Ala Mishkan was there for 40 years solid. It wasn't just the beginning when they built the Mishkan, all of 40 years. So that's why they needed Aaron HaKohen. The Kohen Gadol had to do the Avodah. A very interesting idea. Then the Sforno has a pasuk that's really, part of it is in the Haftarah for Parshas HaChodesh that we're going to read tomorrow, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Sunday. So the Psukim and Novi seem to say that the Bais HaShlishi Lase Lava will have a greater degree of Ashuas HaShchina than the Mishkan had. Mishkan had a greater degree than the Bais Rishon. Bais Sheni was much less than the Bais Rishon. But the Bais HaShlishi will have a greater degree of Ashuas HaShchina than the Mishkan had. So l'chari, you'll need a Kohen Gadol. That's how according to the Sforno. If you put two and two together, So you'll need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah in the Mishkan, in the Hechel, in the Bais HaShlishi. So the Haftarah talks about the Nasi. So the Radak has two Pshotim. Who is the Nasi? Is the Nasi the Melech, and he's paying for some of the Karbonis? Or is the Nasi the Kohen Gadol, and he's doing the Karbonis? So according to this Sforno, it means the Nasi is the Kohen Gadol, And it's going to be makriv the karbonis that will be brought in the hechel, because there's going to be such a degree of hashuas hashchina, it'll be like avodas yom kippurim, that you need dafke kohen gadol to do the avodah.
Rebbe, can't you say that because Eliezer Eliezer and his summer were Meshuchim, maybe they had the lach of Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan, so all three of them could do it, just not Pinchas according to Seferno?
Could be. I don't know. It's an interesting idea. That could be. But I think the Seferno has a comment on the pasuk that says that Aaron did the menorah in the Ketores. They said, what do you need Aaron for? It's kosher b'kohen hedyot. So he says, no, in the Midbar all the 40 years, you needed Aaron. Sounds like he's excluding the Bnei Aharon. That's a good question, though. But they all had Mashiach b'shem and Amishcha. Oh, shouldn't they have the same din as a Kohen Gadol? I don't know. That is a very good question. The Gemara has a comment in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, b'nissan nigula b'nissan asidim lehigoyel. So we usually assume b'nissan nigula refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it could be that that's not what it means. The Ramban in his Hakdomet to Chumash Mos, which in the old European editions of the Chumashim used to be printed at the end of Vayichi. Now they print it at the beginning of Shmos, where it belongs to it's a Hakdomet to Shmos. So he writes that the Sefer Shmos is a Sefer about the first Golus Mitzrayim, and the Gula therefrom. So then he asks the question, but the Gula doesn't come till they cross over the Arden in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gula, when you get to the end of Shmos, you still don't have Geula. So he says, no, the Geula is when you build the Beis HaMikdash, that's Geula. That the Iker of the Golus, when it was Golus Mitzrayim, when Yaakov and Baram, Yordan and Mitzrayim, the Iker tragedy of the Golus was, it was a tragedy that they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. We're all supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's our national homeland. We all belong there. But he says the Iker tragedy, the Ramban writes, that we didn't have Hashras Hashchinim. When the Obis, when Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, we had Soda Laka Aleo Halehem. That's a paraphrase of a pasuk in Iov. They had Hashras Hashchinim. The Chazal say that Obis Hein Hein HaMerkova. The Obis had Hashras Hashchinim. And in Mitzrayim, they didn't have that. When you get to the end of Chumash Mois, Shuma Tetzava, Vayakal Pikuda, they built the Mishkan, even though they didn't yet return to Eretz Yisrael. That's a tragedy. But the main, that's already called the Geula. The main tragedy of the Golus was the fact that there was no Hashras Hashchina. Here there was Hashras Hashchina. So in 1948, the Chazon Ish had already moved to Eretz Yisrael earlier. So in 1948, when they established the Medina, so they quote the name of the Chazon Ish, that he said, this is the end of the Golus, but we don't yet have the Geula. So people thought that it was double talk. It's not double talk. It meant the Geula is when the Beis HaMikdash is built. But you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have Geula. It's the end of the Golus. The Jews, it's a Jewish Medina, and the British are not controlling it. And they let all the Jews from all over the world come to Eretz Yisrael. Fine, we're now no longer in Golus, but you don't have Geula. Geula is when you have Beis HaMikdash, when you have Hashras Hashchina. So the Poshib Shat is B'nissen Nigalu B'nissen Asirim Negal. It could be, it doesn't mean B'nissen Nigalu Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'nissen Nigalu goes on B'nyan HaMishkan. The Mishkan was built, was put together as Chodesh Nissen. The Shivas Yemei HaMiluim for the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar. And then Echad B'nissen, Shana HaShenis, was the first of the 12 days when they brought Chanukah Sanisim. So it could be that that's what it means, B'nissen Nigalu. B'nissen Masirim Legol, how did the Chachmei HaGemar know that? Because that's what it says in the end of the Novi Yecheskel, that Lo Sid Lovoi, we will bring Korbonis L'Chanukas HaBayis HaShlishi, Shibonu B'mehera B'Yameinu, so it says we'll bring, in addition to the Tminim and Masafim, we'll be bringing Korbonis starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it doesn't say which year, but just says starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissen for over 6 months. Till after Sukkot, till Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Chodesh Nissan till Rosh Hashanah would have been 6 months. But then till after Sukkot, that's 6.5 months, over 6.5 months. So maybe that's what it means, B'nissan Asirim Lehigoyel, that the Chanukah Sabayis Hashlishi will take place also starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan for 6.5 months. The Malbim in the end of Yecheska makes a whole calculation. Why is it that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu there was Shivas Yimei Miluim? Then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when he completed the building of the Beis HaMikdash, So the pasuk says they celebrated Shivas Yamim and Shivas Yamim. So I always thought that what it meant was they celebrated Chanukah Sabayis Arishon for 7 days, then they celebrated Sukkot for 7 days, and then Bayam Hashmini Shiva Chasam, then on Shmini Hatzeres, Shlomo HaMelech gives everybody a bracha, and he wishes them a safe trip back home. So the Malbim doesn't understand like that. He says, Shivas Yamim, Shivas Yamim. They celebrated Chanukah Sabayis Arishon for 2 weeks. Then he says, by Sheni, they celebrated for 3 weeks. And by Sashlishi, Lo Salava, they'll celebrate for 6.5 months. So it makes a whole calculation. Why did it change? Why was in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu it was 7 days, and days of Shlomo HaMelech it was 14 days, days of Ezra Nehemiah was 21 days, 3 weeks, and Lo Salava, 6.5 months. He has a whole complicated calculation. It could be that this is what the Gemara meant. Benis and Nigalu goes on Binyan, the completion of the Binyan HaMishkan, Shivas Me'amiloyim ended on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But Nisan HaSinim Le'Goel means that the Chanukah Sabayis HaShlishi will begin starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what it says in the end of Yecheskel. Okay, so you should all have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.
Rabbi, just a quick question, unrelated. Reading of the Torah is a chiyuv on the tzibur. How do we, or at least some people say that, how do we apply that? How do we understand that?
An individual person is not obligated to go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. A person doesn't feel well, he doesn't have to strain himself. As long as there's a minyan in shul who are fulfilling the Kriyas HaTorah is good. Or if a person has to go out in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah, he has to go out to the bathroom. So then he doesn't have to go to another shul to make up the aliyah that he missed. The yechidim are not obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The community is obligated to see to it that Kriyas HaTorah takes place.
Beautifully. Well explained. Thank you.
Very good.
Have a good Shabbos.
You too. Everyone should be healthy. A good Shabbos.
May I ask a quick question?
Sure.
In the end of Vayakel, why doesn't it say Kasher Tziva Hashem by the Kelim?
Yeah, the Kelim are the same, right? So there is, I think, a comment in the Mechilta that the first time it says in Pikudik HaShatziv Hashem goes on the Kelim at the end of Vayakel. There is such a comment.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now I understand why the Kiddush Club walked out during laning.
Makam Akama Tahar. There's a good source for everything. Okay. I want to demonstrate that it's a Chavis HaTzibah, it's not a Chavis HaYach. Correct. Okay. A good Neshavis.
Another comment. This had to do with the Monday night shiur that someone asked at the end about the Makar, why Levium washed Kayanim's hands. So in the Shulchan Aruch. It's by that place where it says Levim, the Mokker, he brings down on the side that it's a Beis Yosef in the name of Zoyar.
I looked
it up. And the Beis Yosef says he was Taka. He heard that in some places in Sephard, they do it with the Levim, and he was wondering, he was always puzzling him. And then Hashem was Mezakim, they was able to see the Zohar, and the Zohar says like that.
Yeah, Shikach, good.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Okay.